I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. What if all the emails you wrote at work were published online? All the gossip and meeting agendas and dumb YouTube clips that you send to friends at work, all of it slapped up on a website. Well, that's the deal right now for Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan. You can go right now to elenasinbox.com and read emails written by and sent to Kagan during the years she served in the Clinton administration. Messages received sent over 14,000 emails in all, publicly disclosed. It's the work of Tom Lee, director of Sunlight Labs, which is part of the Sunlight Foundation, a group trying to increase transparency in government. Tom, where did these emails come from?
Originally, they were collected during the Clinton administration by an automated record management system called ARMS.
What format were these emails in when you received them?
Not a good format, I'm afraid. It looks a lot like what happened is that the email system called ARMS was used to print out these emails, then ship them over to the Clinton Library, where they scan them back in and turn them back into digital documents. At that point, they released them as PDFs, which we could turn back into text. So it's kind of a Rube Goldberg machine. And like making a copy of a videotape or an audio cassette over and over again, the quality degrades. So what we've got is basically these gigantic text files, which we then have to split into individual emails and parse for the dates and recipients and subject lines, all that stuff.
If someone wants to really get a feel for what Elena Kagan was writing in these things or what she was receiving, is there a best way to browse through this that you found?
Every email can be starred by users in the same way that you can star emails in your Gmail inbox. And you can get a list of emails ordered by the star count that's been assigned by everyone. It's interesting to see what comes out. There's some really substantive stuff about how the administration dealt with gun control issues or H-1B visas. And there's also some emails that are just kind of funny. Kagan asking for a mouse pad in her first days of work there. We also have some sample searches, which are based on what reporters pulled out in the very early days of this email release, threads that they thought were significant, and we help the user navigate straight to those.
What's remarkable about elenasinbox.com isn't that it exists, but that it's presented in a way that's easy to use. Anil Dash heads up Expert Labs, a group aimed at helping government use the expertise of citizens. Anil, what's being accomplished with Elena's Inbox?
When you say this looks like your inbox, there's not a lot of learning you have to do to say, what does this mean? And really frequently when we have transparency efforts or open data efforts around government, it is not merely that the information isn't presented well. It's that even if it were completely readable and legible, you don't know what it is that you're looking at. So this solves kind of two problems. One is at the superficial layer, I can click on it and understand what I'm doing. But the bigger thing is, oh, this is somebody's email. That's what this was.
Do you find a lot of information that's out there that's been made public that just isn't accessible because it hasn't been presented in the right way?
Absolutely. There's just amazing amounts of data that the government collects that's enormously valuable. And I think about this all the time with, say, something like the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They put out weather data, and it's important information, but it can be a little dry, a little bit hard to understand. And if you take just the right presentation of tweaking it the right way and putting it in front of people in a packaged format, you can have something like the Weather Channel, which makes this multi-billion-dollar business out of it. So there's just these huge opportunities around taking what is our data, our information that we paid for as taxpayers, and doing something really valuable with it. If people started looking at government data as a raw natural resource for the taking, that would be a great improvement.
Last week, we posted a video at futuretense.publicradio.org.
Welcome to Phone Mart. How may I help you?
iPhone 4. Where is the iPhone 4? I need an iPhone 4.
Oh, I'm very sorry, but we are currently sold out.
It's a cartoon pig and dog. The pig offers to sell the dog an HTC Evo phone, which he says is better, but the dog ain't having it.
The internet speeds are around 3 times faster.
I don't care.
It has a higher resolution camera on both the front and the back.
I don't care.
No matter how superior the pig says the Evo is, the dog insists on the more fashionable iPhone.
I want the one with the bigger GBs.
Oh, God. I think I just had an aneurysm.
Well, this video's racked up well over 1 million hits, and it turns out the guy who made it works at Best Buy, something that is never mentioned in the video. But the company found out and is firing 25-year-old Brian Maupin of Kansas City for dissing the iPhone. Brian says that's okay. He's been wanting to go into animation full-time anyway. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.